And stay tuned, it's 6 o'clock, February 21st, 2002, sign on air, time for another edition of Bat of Robespierre's Broadsides. Stay with us.
Saturday night special, nah. Downtown plays Russian roulette with a brand new SJPD revolver. One bullet for injustice, one bullet for intolerance, and one bullet for the self-hating sellout Latino capuleto that will never bust enough Mexicans, harass enough Chicanos, or beat the shit out of enough cholos to feel equal to his Caucasian counterparts. You see, downtown when you're brown, Officer Lopez is hunting down Chicanos like the Terminator, hoping in vain that one day he may be able to wake up and scrub the brown out of downtown, or at the very least, out of his own skin. Downtown when you're brown, the muffled sound of injustice is drowned out by the boom, boom, boom of tricked out Impalas and cherried out mini trucks, as the cat calls of oppression are heard up and down Santa Clara streets, and beautiful Latinos strut 5 or 6 deep in midnight blue Buick Rivieras with gold smokes and silver crucifixes hanging in the rear mirror. Downtown when you're brown on a Friday night, all the signs say no cruising zone, but what they really mean is no fucking Mexican zone. Because SJPD will pull you over for being downtown and right for reason. And you will find yourself at the corner of 27th in Santa Clara at a McDonald's parking lot, surrounded by 4 police cruisers, while 2 pigs in SWAT gear search your car illegally, and a 3rd one frisks you. And now I'm not talking about no pussy little frisk like you see in front of a club. I'm talking about a real motherfucking frisk like they do on cops, where they tell you to spread your legs, put your hands on the hood of the car, and they pat you down so good you think you're getting a hand job. And you know, if they don't find nothing on you, if they don't find nothing on you,
Santa Cruz, someone's getting fenced off for being young and poor and not a customer of Alibaba's Cafe or Sushi Now. That's down at Pacific and Cooper Streets, and you can see it with your own eyes as you walk by. And we're going to be having lots of interviews and chatter on that subject for the next 2 hours. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. I'm your host, Robert Norse. And we may have some chatter from other hosts who come in and out here. You never can tell. And you can call in and be on the air as well. 427-3772. 427-FRSC, Free Radio Santa Cruz. If you're out of the area, 831-427-3772. We stream on the net at www.microradio.net/FRSC. And if you want to catch us off air, that if you want to catch me off air, you leave a message on the Huff line. Huff is Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom at 423-HUFF, 423-HUFF, 423-4833. You get a message, which sounds like it's 2 weeks old, and it is, but the information is still pretty much the same, and you may find some of it useful, and you can give me some useful information. We'll put you on the air. Or we'll talk to you off the air, whatever seems appropriate. Again, the phone number to call if you want to be on Free Radio Santa Cruz tonight is 427-3772. Well, let's go without further ado to Hippie Planter, actually now Yuppie Planter, because the planter area, at least that area within the green railing that has been put up at city and taxpayer expense and then essentially given to Sushi Now's Matisse Selman and Ali Ka's Alibaba Cafe for their personal and private use for their customers and their friends. You don't have to be a customer, just a friend of the business to be in that exclusively licensed area. That's now Yuppie Planter, instead of being Hippie Planter. And theoretically, the rest of the planter around it is also subject to similar harassment by Selman and Ka and police officers, or any relatives or friends of Selman and Ka want to step in. Apparently, Matisse's father, if I understand correctly, had the police give a ticket today to an African-American who was... who was having some sort of dispute or speaking loudly about the issue because he was being driven away from the area by Ali Ka. Again, I got a secondhand report, and if anyone's listening in and wishes to correct that, and that includes either the owners of these cafes, you will be given equal time if you want to speak on these issues. I do have a point of view, and that point of view is that you are sowing the wind and reaping the whirlwind with this privatization of public space. I think it's wrong to do it. I think it produces a lot of resentment and hostility, and it's not good for business. It's bad for business. And I think it's just wrong. And I think it was pursued by a bad process where it was essentially passed in 4 days. From the 4 days it was noticed in the city council agenda till it was passed the next Tuesday without meaningful public discussion. And we've gone all through this on this show, and I've actually attempted to propose mediation, guidelines, conflict reconciliation, codes of conduct. People who run these businesses are just not interested. They feel they can lay down the law here, and that's what they're doing. Anyway, here's what we've got in Santa Cruz. We have the yuppification of the downtown area in this particular segment of the block, and I'll play you some interviews now of... well, what happened in the last hour? I missed the actual construction, which happened earlier this afternoon. I was out of town, but when I got back into town, I came down, and you now get to hear what I found.
So it's February 21st, 2002, and I'm returning to Yuppie Planter, the former Hippie Planter, which is now the private preserve of Sushi Now and Alibaba's Cafe. Apparently the planter was put in this morning. We've done some interviews. Beautiful weather today, sunny and good, and lots of folks downtown.
Boycott Sushi Now now and Alibaba's Cafe. Keep public spaces open to everyone, not just private restaurants.
And the sun is dropping lower.
Robert, I'm not playing.
So what's happening?
Oh, much, Ellie.
Robert, I'm not playing. I have him. This guy just threatened to kill me at work some point, dude. These motherfuckers. I want to get... For real.
You need some conflict reconciliation here is what you need.
He's got a Borders shirt on, dude.
Yes, no borders.
Nobody would care unless, if it was happening in their park, a park where their children hang out at or something.
If I look at the sidewalk here, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, about 8 feet between the planter and the green railing, which is the amount of space left over here. That, hi. So what do you think of this? Any comments on this new fence, passerby?
No comments, whatever.
Thank you. And we have a Matisse Selman is enjoying some of his sushi here at the fenced-in area that previously was public space. And folks are walking by. And now, what do you think about that? What's your thought about that?
I'll tell you right away. I have to... Oh, gosh. I'm mad at him because I always come through here and I see my friends and I always see him harassing my friends and... No, I don't get to see my friends. But
you mean,
really like my friends.
You're talking about Matisse Selman, the owner of Sushi Net?
Yeah.
Or I should say the manager of Sushi Net?
And the other one, the other guy, the Alibaba guy. I just think that there's a way for us all to live together without using music to get people out of here and without making people feel like they're vagrants or don't have anything quality to do with their time. I think that that element is an important integral part of our culture, and it's, you know, I work, I pay my taxes.
Where do you work?
In Saratoga, I work for a design firm.
And you live here?
I live in Santa Cruz. I get help taking care of my children in that area. I have family and stuff there. So
I see you have two children with you.
And yeah.
How old are your children?
They are 3 and 4. And they're used to coming here. They know a lot of these people by name. And they really
the folks who formerly were able to use this public area but now can no longer.
In fact, there was one guy who they're calling by name right now who would always come and play with them and just let mommy feel like she could just take a breather for a minute, you know, and just be part of.
Well, maybe Matisse and Ali would do some babysitting.
Well, how much business do they really do down here, and how much do the people that hang out down here really affect their business? I don't see it. This is Santa Cruz. It's a really special part of Santa Cruz.
Your taxpayer dollars are worth.
I think we could all live together one way or another. Zachary, don't.
Thank you. What happened earlier, Mark?
Mark, yes.
Tell us about the police earlier. What happened?
Well, it looked like, you know, they were cordoning this off for some. They expected a riot, I think. It was like four of them, you know, had two of them over here, two of them on that corner, one of them over here. And they kind of waited around for a while, and then finally they were just like, let it go.
And what time did they come, and when did they go, more or less?
I couldn't say for sure. Say around 2, and they stayed till about 4.
Were there a lot of people who were upset, or was it pretty mellow, or was it?
It was mellow. Pixie was here holding up signs saying we won't go, and peaceful protest, and, you know, basically we should be able to stay wherever we want to.
The public spaces should not be taken without just compensation.
So they only gave 4 days to vote on this? Is that what it is?
They informed the public of this on a Friday, and then they voted on it on a Tuesday. So, yeah, it was 4 days. That was back in January.
Business as usual, huh?
Segregation without representation.
it was a form of turning things over to private people, and for a particularly nasty purpose, I think.
Yeah.
Getting rid of people, getting rid of young people.
Right. Spending our money to get rid of poor people, that's what it's all about. And they're going to spend a lot more of their money when I'm finished with them. You know, Kate didn't show up today for her court.
All right, why not? So, are you being told to leave this area?
Yeah.
You just bought something at New Leaf?
Yeah.
I see. So we just talked to a person who tried to sit down at one of the empty Sushi Now tables, and there's actually one customer.
Table, the planner.
Actually, was it? But the person, she was
at the planner, not even at a table.
So she was thinking, so the owner now feels he owns the planter as well as the table. Is that accurate, Matisse? Matisse smiles and walks on. What can I say?
They made some lady get up who bought something, try to sit over there. She tried to sit on the planters by the wall. They said, no, you can't sit there, you gotta go.
Really?
Yeah, the police did, actually.
The police?
They
really?
Were nice enough not to give her a ticket. Because obviously she wasn't dressed like a hippie.
Maybe what we need to do is to, you know, test this legally, because I think to allow the entire area to become privatized is perhaps a step beyond, so to speak.
Well, yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's a little bit of planter left on both sides. You've got 4 feet on each side, and you can actually.
Yes, Matisse.
So this is Matisse, owner of Sushi Now?
Yes. You are the owner, not your father. Somebody said your
father.
You
are the Robert Norris from the Bathrobes.
Here's Broadside's radio show, which we'll be playing shortly.
And I do enjoy that radio show.
And you're welcome to call in.
I know. I have called in before. I would like to know how much time has been spent on your radio show, which I do like, discussing important matters such as the war on terrorism, Camp Paradise, things like that actually matter, as opposed to something that's very, very low on the priority
list.
Well,
within what period of time?
I'd say in the last, you know, since September 11th, let's say. How much time have you spent?
You know, actually, your issue has only come to the fore since January 4th or January 8th when it passed City Council. So it's really, there's been a lot of time spent on your issue, I'd say 20 or 30% of this time at least, since January 8th, mainly because it seemed like such a hurried and blatant move on the public spaces. But you're, you know, I would love to see you call in and address these other issues. I mean, why not? Call in tonight and talk about these other issues. We will be, of course, discussing the big issue of the day, the fence that you guys put in here, but, you know, the other issues that you are quite right are very important.
Or more important.
Or more important, although...
I think people dying in, even if it is other countries, I think it's more important than...
Or dying in Santa Cruz from exposure.
Or any kind of death of humans, I think, is important to cover, more than relocating people who are abusing their rights and stepping on other people's rights.
Well, was the woman who went and sat on the planter a moment ago that you told to leave abusing her rights? I mean, you know, I have to ask you. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be honest, you know.
Right. You know you twist everything around. You know you do. You're the master. You're the master of misinformation.
Well, I'm not trying to twist it around. I'm trying to say that she tried to use a space previously public, and you told her not to. That's what I'm talking about. She wasn't abusing anybody's rights. You told her to leave.
Yeah. It's a license,
but she wasn't abusing her rights. I mean, she was. You know, it's private.
Establishing the rules, and so we need to really keep on top of the rules until. Because we have people stirring things up and trying to incite riots.
Who would be stirring things up here?
Come on.
Thank you, Matisse.
And that was Matisse Selman, I think he's the owner of Sushi Now. Matisse, if you're listening and you decide I want to clarify that, I know that some have said that your father owns Sushi Now. I assume, maybe, who knows? I'm not sure who the financial investors are in Sushi Now, and it's really kind of a pain to have to even go into this issue because this is a small business. The real, of course, culprits are the Downtown Association and the City Council and the large developers downtown who are using Sushi Now and Alibaba's Cafe to eliminate the young people seen down there. And however, as long as Matisse Selman and Ali Ka, the two owners, allow themselves to be used in this fashion, unfortunately, they're the ones who have the final say-so. They're the ones who can say, hold it, we want to talk first about this issue, we feel it's too confrontational. Ironically, interestingly enough, I was listening to tapes about the sleeping ban repeal debate of 3 years ago at City Council, and Catherine Byers was concerned that they couldn't get a community consensus on letting homeless people sleep legally somewhere. So they just couldn't do anything about it other than lower the fine and make a few other cosmetic changes. And yet here downtown, though there's clearly no consensus on this public space, they moved 7-1 to immediately privatize it. They have their own consensus at City Council. They have their own agenda. But when it comes to basic rights for poor people, like repealing the sleeping ban sections of the camping ordinance, there suddenly is no consensus, and we must wait till every bigot in the land agrees that it's okay to give people their rights before we proceed. This, of course, is preposterous, and it's not going to change until masses of people come together and insist peacefully but firmly that there is no other way than for people to be guaranteed basic rights, like the right to survive, the right to sleep, the right to use public spaces, things of this sort. Now, I got a call while I was playing that tape, and I'm going to be playing more tape from today down at Yuppie Planter. And the caller was actually doing some videotaping down there, and if he's listening and wants to call in and do a little, I think he did a segment that he's going to try to play on the air via telephone. We'll see if that works out. Hi there, you're on Free Radio.
Oh, dear.
Well, you were on Free Radio, and you should try again. Maybe you'll get on Free Radio. This is 96.3 FM. We are Free Radio, and we're trying again.
Hi, Free Radio. My apologies there.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, I have sort of an interesting... I was there, you know, 2 hours before you, and by the time you got there, things had kind of calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
There was more vocal things. So I have a couple clips. It's only about 3.5 minutes long, and I'm going to try to play it through the phone.
Okay.
It starts off with a really funny little song, and I think everybody will find this kind of humorous.
Go for it.
All right, so here we go. Let's give it a shot.
It's like that song, you know. This land ain't your land, this land is my land. They got a policeman, and you ain't got one. You better get off, or he'll blow your head off. This land is Santa Cruz property.
Yeah. Power to the people! Cops up! These guys could never fill this area anyways. It's political, boy, it is, you know.
We noticed this. In the first place, the sidewalk is a public walkway, and
right.
Nobody's got a right to privatize it.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, people here, with the prices of rent and everything, people have no place to go, and it's not right not to let people hang out here. This guy doesn't have a right to monopolize the whole sidewalk. It's just wrong. Plus, it's really stupid anyway, because
one of the reasons people come here, and one of the reasons this is a tourist trap, is because of these kids and hippies and everybody else that hangs out here. These colorful characters are what bring these jackasses their business in. I'll try not to swear. But, that and just the fact that if he wants a private space, he can go ahead and rent out one of these overpriced buildings, you know, instead of trying to hog up the sidewalk that pretty much belongs to everybody. And if people are misbehaving, they have plenty of cops like that guy over there to set them straight if they do. It's not like these guys are a menace to the public or anything, because there's city hosts and cops all over the place. It's just, he's got no right to do this. And the people need to be able to do something and go someplace. It's not all about the merchants making money. It's a lot of it about people having a place to go to hang out and have a good time. I mean, after all, we do live here. We do kind of have as much right as they do. I mean, at least according to the United States Constitution when it was originally made. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm going to start a vigil right here. You know why? Because I'm sick of the cops that are corrupt, bullying us out of our area. I'm a local. I've been here 20 years, and I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. Arrest me. I'm not going. And I hate sushi now.
And that other place, Valley, whatever. Piece of crap.
Alright, that's as far as I'll go with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, Chris, thank you for that segment. I've got actually, you know, a lot of tape to play, which I got, which was somewhat later and somewhat mm-hmm. calmer. But so, was anyone arrested while you were there?
Not while I was there. I heard that the man who was vocalizing his opinion was arrested right before I got there, at least cited.
Was this an African American guy?
Yes, that was him.
I think that's free, and we did an interview with him, and I'll be playing that later on the show.
Okay. So, how was that sound quality?
It was okay, a little bit distorted.
You're right. That's just kind of low tech as it gets.
A little hard
there.
For me to tell because I'm listening to you on the phone rather than
right.
the radio.
Okay.
Know? Well, listen.
Okay. Yeah. For sure.
Hey, thank you very much. And I guess tomorrow there's tabling up on campus. The Huff UCSC, Homeland
right.
for Friendship and Freedom, is going to be trying to get students to work on the situation on campus where there is not only a city sleeping and camping ban, but a campus
right.
camping ban, which has a harsher fine and mm-hmm. stricter prohibitions, $162
mm-hmm.
instead of a $54 fine.
Right.
I don't know if you're going to be up there, but I may try to make an appearance there. I know that tomorrow one of the fellows who was kind of continuing an afternoon-long protest at Sushi Now with a sign, mm-hmm. concerned about the issue, is going to be back, I think, at 12:30 or 1. I don't know if you or others will be down there.
Okay.
But that's going to be, I guess, a continuing focal point for, again, I don't see it primarily as being an issue about Matisse Selman, the owner of Sushi Now, and Ali
uh-huh.
Khan, the owner of Alibaba's Cafe, or whatever you may think of them as people, and, you know, a lot of us like them as individuals. As
mm-hmm.
not a
yeah, I don't know what he was talking about relating terrorism to this hippie planner. That was so out of left field, it surprised me. But
well,
where's mine's at, you know what I mean?
Well, he was saying that I think, I don't know if I recall that comment, but Matisse was saying that he felt we were spending a lot of time on the issue of this one little area
right.
and not enough on larger issues like the war in Afghanistan or,
yeah.
you know, the sleeping ban or
right.
a broader homeless issues. And, you know, I do try to touch on a number of issues, but I have been focusing a lot on this issue.
It should be.
Because it's so blatant and because it's happening right in front of our eyes.
That's right.
I mean, that's the problem. It doesn't involve death, but, you know, it's when you start destroying public spaces specifically to criminalize a particular class of people, that's a form of dehumanization and degradation of people. And, you know, it also, I think, is a corruption of public process when you do so without having a real public dialogue and without considering other alternatives. So, Matisse and Ali are welcome to call in, 427-3772. I thank you, Chris, for calling in.
And I will get off the air to let them make some comments.
They are welcome to do so, as anyone else who wants to call in.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Peace.
Bye-bye. And please, phone lines are open. 427-3772 is the open line. I'm going to play a little bit more of the tape I got today at Yuppie Planter. But I will interrupt that tape for live commentary if anybody wants to call in and actually discuss matters on the air.
We got sushi now in Alibaba's Cafe.
What can you say?
What can you do?
This is my favorite dirty old man.
How are you?
I'm doing still at work. It's too hot to put on my normal clothes yet.
You look good.
Yeah.
So, here we have a man with a sign.
Cocktail waitress.
Keep public spaces public. Now, what does that mean?
Well, I believe it means that space that was meant for people of everybody should be kept for everybody. You know, I mean, if you're going to make retail space, then they should be paying into the city for this. Because there's these people, no taxpayer is going to benefit from this. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
the beautiful tables for falafel and sushi we have here.
Right, yeah. And, you know, there's dishwashers that help pay for this. You know, people who, you know, farm workers, you know, out in Watsonville, I think, probably, county money, you know, that are into this.
We're getting rid of the ne'er-do-wells, the scumbags, and the young vagabonds who are hanging out here.
Right, well, you know, it's a classic American tradition. Drive them out and put a fence up. They did it to the Native Americans and said the same thing about them, too. And sure enough, well, they couldn't make money off them, so they have to get rid of them. Because I think if you want to cut up a mall, move to Boulder, Colorado. They got a beautiful mall they love doing it to.
And Alibaba's Cafe. Well, so was anyone here when this actual construction began?
This morning.
And what time did it start?
I got here, I hit the mall about 8:30, and they were fast away putting rails up.
And was there much concern from the neighbors, or did they kind of move on? Did the young people they were displacing just sort of accept that?
They just went across the street because they didn't want to get in the way. Because you'd be obstructing city work or something, you know.
Good work of the city fathers and mothers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. You know? No, it doesn't even look nice.
Well, you know, it's got a green and white quality to it. Now, it sort of makes you feel a little green, and it's for white people. So what's the problem?
Well, you know, like I said, it gets to me is when do you stop being a vendor and when do you become a restaurant? Because, they're laughing all the way to the bank on the other restaurants because they don't have to pay no overhead. The city's going to clean their floor for them. They don't have to do nothing. They just pay for the space of that one little place, and they get all this retail space.
Think of the public service they're providing. They're getting rid of these young people who are just a real problem downtown.
Well, look at these young people right there, you know. It's just that, like I said, I'm concerned that there's other businesses. You know, I think any business that wants to extend onto the sidewalk should get the city to pay for it, you know. What about a hot dog cart, you know? Can you put one on this mall? I doubt it. You know, a small businessman like a hot dog cart wouldn't be able to make it. And if these guys were actually, because they are high-tech hot dog carts, you know what, from what I understand this morning from the guy who was building these, that New Leaf does not get anything of this space. All they're getting is the benefit of getting rid of people. Yeah, the only thing they're benefiting on is getting rid of people, but they get none of this space. In fact, if you look right over here, it says, right on the table, reserved for Sushi Now customers only.
And no smoking.
And no smoking. And I'm wondering because, I mean, this is city property, so, I mean, why can't the city, you know, logistically you could stand here, though, right? I mean...
Well, that's a good question. I don't know the answer. I think this is an exclusive lease, which means that previously public property is now the private property of Matisse Selman of Sushi Now and Ali Ka of Alibaba's Cafe.
Well, like I said before, you know, if the people, the taxpayers of Santa Cruz...
classical music as well.
They wouldn't play it in the rain, though. I begged them in the rain. I said, what's up? Where's the Brahms? Nothing, no. They apparently they don't care if it's pouring out rain if you hang out here.
And you're not allowed to hang out under the eaves in the rain as well. I talked to a man who got a ticket for rolling a cigarette under that closed Juice World overhang. Your name again?
Mark.
Mark, thank you. Anything more you want to add?
Well, I just, like I said, you know, pretty much they'll wipe everybody out they don't want out into the ocean. Then they'll figure out a way to rope that off and send you out to sea.
Well, it's all for the greater good.
Yeah, well, he said, you know, if there was compensation to the taxpayers of Santa Cruz for this, maybe we could see something. But they gave this to them, they spent taxpayer money for it, and the city of Santa Cruz, the taxpayers of Santa Cruz get nothing.
Well, this is a stern fence. I mean, it means it'll keep the right people in the wrong people, it'll keep something.
It'll keep something, exactly.
Thank you.
Nice to see you, Robert.
All right, Mark. Thank you for
raising the issue.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
So, anybody else have any comments?
Yeah,
actually, it makes the next bike rack, though, Robert. The feds.
So, do we have anyone have any comments on this current seating arrangement?
Pathetic.
Pathetic. What's your name?
Chandrika.
And when did you first notice this new seating arrangement?
Just now, when I pulled up.
And what do you think?
I noticed that I didn't have anywhere to sit down and nurse my child when I arrived, which is very disturbing to me.
How old is your child?
He's 15 months.
And a pretty feisty-looking 15 months, am I right?
Yeah.
Got a nice blue bicycle helmet on.
Yeah.
So, but look at the goodwill that's being fostered by the head of Alibaba's Cafe. See how friendly he is? He's hugging the other folks.
Probably because they just bought something.
Well, everybody looks happy. So, you feel that public space has been taken away from you?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty upset.
Well, here's the man to talk to. He and Matisse are, in fact, the two people who signed the contract on this issue. So he perhaps can explain to you the value of what he's doing. But he seems to be walking in the other direction, so I'm afraid.
Well, it's very funny because we're actually friends with Ali.
Yeah.
And we totally disagree with the whole thing, so it's a very difficult kind of situation in terms of our personal relationship with him.
Actually, I've been friends with Matisse, who I like as a person, but again, I can't see any reason for
it. Overall, the way I see it is it's typical of our society. It's all about money. And really, I kind of think from the way that I see the transactions happening, it's more Matisse and his father, actually, objecting to a crowd of people that they don't relate to and don't understand. And the whole thing comes down to the city will agree with them because it's all about money. The kids that were populating this area had nothing to do with shopping or commerce in the area. They just wanted to hang out. And so here we have a society that cares more about money than they do about just living, you know, just being, just that's it, you know.
Well, what disturbed me was that this was undertaken specifically to target this group of people.
That's precisely it. It was a direct target against them.
And the original resolution that they passed, that was paragraph 4, although they struck paragraph 4 because it didn't look so nice in print. That was the reason.
Right away, the music they started doing was absolutely hideous. I mean, they're playing loud music against the law that Santa Cruz has against amplified music, and it was just primarily exactly to drive people away.
Lag here because they're playing the same music, and they've already driven them away with the fence. Perhaps they just don't like us talking on the periphery.
It's really seedy. It really is. I mean, it's just, I don't know how to describe it.
It accomplishes nothing. It just moves them down the street a little bit. I mean, you're still not giving anyone in this world anywhere to just be. We always have to be doing.
Well, if you have money, you can be. What is your problem, madam? I mean, go out and get a job.
You have to do.
That's what it's all about, you know. I would like to see this street to be entirely a mall, a public mall, and I'd like to see little areas within it that are just total socialized little areas with a lot of benches around and some planters, and that people can just hang out.
Only draw the undesirable elements of our community. No, I think that the best thing here is this kind of, well, see how modernistic it is? We even have a city statue is now partially enclosed, so it won't be vandalized by these vicious teenagers who hang about and spit into the trash can.
Yeah. No comment. It's a money-oriented society, and money is what seems to be able to rule it. But in reality, it doesn't, because you can't suppress life. It will pop out in every little way, and that's the issue that these people have, is that they're always trying to make it pretty picture-perfect in their way, and they'll never be able to do it.
Well, thank you. And your name is?
Satyam.
Thank you, Satyam. And I hope that you and Ali maintain a good relationship and that you persuade Ali to tear down the fences.
Yeah, that would be great. That would really be great. I don't know what, I don't know. There's so many issues much larger than this in terms of the whole money, raping the people, raping the environment, raping our future, raping the planet itself. And I don't know where it's going. I don't know.
Thank you. Chris, you have been videoing around here. What have you noticed?
Emily Riley showed up for a little, you know, wine and dine.
Council member kicked him out of Harvey West. Emily Riley.
Yeah, so
that was kind of interesting. I said hi to her. She left. I didn't really make a scene out of it. I'm just here just opposing this ethnic cleansing. A lot of people I've talked to who I've videoed think it's ethnic cleansing, you know?
But now, ethnic cleansing is usually used to describe a genocide of a particular racial group of people. How can you describe this as ethnic cleansing?
It's a social, economic, ethnic cleansing, I think. And I think that the people involved with it are just trying to just move everyone sort of out of the mall rather than, you know, creating the mall as a community space rather than cutting the grass evenly. They're just cutting the grass for the highest grass to grow.
Santa Cruz, get rid of the weeds, man, the weeds.
Right. Santa Cruz as a community, I think, is the hippies and the poor people and the rich people, everyone holds part of the truth in this community. And I think, you know, in order for all of us to exist together, you can't separate them by social economic class. I don't agree with that.
Thank you, Chris. V-Man, you're a well-known patron of Sushi Now, Alibaba's Cafe, and New Leaf. What do you
Actually, I don't ever really, I've never gone to Alibaba's Cafe because he's always harassed some of my musician friends a number of years back in Santa Cruz, and so he's taken them to court, and so I've seen fit to never spend my money at Alibaba's. I have, on occasion in the past, supported Sushi Now and purchased food there, and I've actually had a few conversations with Matisse Selman, and he's a pretty amiable person.
He is.
We've had discussions, you know, just about food and stuff, just talking, and he gave me free food before. He's a nice person as an individual. But this, I don't know, I mean, like, now that this railing's here, and seeing the little bit of space that's left now for public use, it's kind of sad. I mean, I feel a little sad, honestly. It's like our supposed progressive leaders have caved in to the whims of a few businesses, private businesses, that do nothing, in my opinion, to benefit the public, but yet they are using public space, like the sidewalk.
And public funding.
And public funding, right. This is all property of the city of Santa Cruz. The kiosks are owned and leased to, you know, by the city of Santa Cruz to these two individuals who run the businesses there. And so it's like, I don't know, it's just kind of sad. And here this with the wonderful sounds of, I don't know, is that Tchaikovsky behind us?
Hard to tell, but it is coming from the speaker, which is, I guess, I think it's right up there.
Unscrupulously.
It's designed to cleanse the area of those who are...
Friendly fascism.
Friendly.
Well, the flowers... Phil Fee wrote a song some years ago, the Flowers of Fascism. Well, now we have the Fences of Fascism. Phil needs to update the song. Can you see the Fences of Fascism?
I find that very offensive myself. Thank you, Vinny.
Is going on the radio for Bathrooms Pierre's Broadside?
Yes, it is, Mr. Vinny.
With the infamous Robert Norris?
The very one.
On what station is that again?
96.3 FM, the station that needs a new location.
No,
we got a location?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind. Pay no attention, I'm just babbling here. So, thank you, V-Man.
Thank you.
So, we're talking to a man who is sitting next to a boombox, leaning against one of the trash receptacles. Your name, sir?
My name is Free. My last name is Love. It's a spiritual name. It means free to love everyone through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And very recently, within about maybe 3 hours ago, I got a ticket today, or a citation, for someone complaining about having offensive language.
And what exactly was the language that they thought was offensive?
Well, this cop by the name of Baker came up.
Sergeant Lauren Butchie Baker?
Exactly the one. He came up to me and before I even had a chance to gather my belongings near that new gated area for all these millions of customers here at Alibaba and Sushi Now, spot that they sit at, whatever, he started really harassing me and not giving me a chance to get up my belongings fast enough. 5 minutes later, I was so upset with the whole scene that I started cussing at him to get him out of my face, and then some witness to it gave me a ticket for, signed a complaint or something for...
Looking at your ticket, it's
more bogus.
Loud and offensive language, 415.13.
How about all the ones...
8:30 a.m., 3:19 is your arraignment
date. My question is, what about all...
Misdemeanor.
What about all the other people that they forgot to write up as they were walking by and hollering obscenities about the system and the lack of what it's doing for the people? Why didn't they chase them down and write them up too on the spot? But it seems like they profiled me.
Because you are indeed a man with a somewhat darker skin color than, shall we say, mine or most of the folks here.
Yes, I have Cherokee and Ethiopian ancestry. But that doesn't give them the right to treat me less than a citizen of this county.
How long have you been a local?
About 20 years.
So you're not a newcomer here. You've seen the ropes.
Yes, and it seems like the last maybe 2 or 3 months has been getting pretty intense on the streets as far as the police brutality and harassment that goes on a daily basis here in all these clever and insidious ways.
Wow. Well, what is the next step? I mean, we have this, these fences have now been set up, although the fences don't actually go completely around the planter. They demark an area that is now controlled by Sushi Now and Alibaba's Cafe, which pretty much cuts off about 3/5 of the sidewalk and all of the planter space. And we see a man with a sign, physical displacement of the soul of Santa Cruz. Disobedience is the true foundation of liberty. The obedient must be slaves, Henry David Thoreau. Another one of those commie types, an anti-war man, no doubt. So, is there a way to reclaim this public space?
I would say there is by reading the back of what's on my back.
And what's on your back as you turn around is peacefully take back Hippie Corner by voting for good and workable ordinances and laws for the whole public and businesses near Hippie Corner. Stand up for what's left of your personal free rights. It's in the law. So this is up. You've had this actually scotch taped to the back of your shirt. Have you gotten many comments on it?
I have gotten several different types of comments, some in support and some in dire straits, not really knowing which side of the fence to stand on, but this is basically a pro and con issue. Either for what's left of your personal rights or you're going to let those that are in power and misusing the power in the wrong way take what's left of them away from you.
Now, who made a complaint here? Let me take a look. It's under penalty of perjury. It is actually signed by a police officer, so I take it was...
Yes, my citation was signed out by a police officer.
Sergeant Baker?
Right, Sergeant Baker. But the one that signed a separate citation happened to be the owner of Sushi Now.
So Matisse Selman signed another ticket against the locals nearby?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it wasn't Matisse. It was, it seemed, although again, I'm not clear because I didn't speak to the complainant, but apparently it may have been Matisse's father who also assigned tickets for feeding the pigeons as a complaint against people, and then there was another complaint as well, although Matisse did sign the ticket against me for blocking the sidewalk with a table some weeks ago.
You're on Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Hey, Robert, this is Dan.
Dan Hopkins, or Dragon's Heart Dan,
yeah.
As I called you, yes.
Oh, I just called you up to let you know that Sushi Now is listening to your station right now.
Well, I'm glad, and of course, everyone is welcome.
He's waving at me across the street.
Hey, excellent.
He's there waving at me because I see me using this telephone.
Well, no, actually, Matisse has been on the air before, and in fact, we played a segment of him tonight.
Yeah.
We're about to play some more of his response to some of this.
Oh, one last thing.
Yeah.
There was about 3 or 4 people just standing there, you know, about where you were standing earlier tonight.
Right.
And only over towards the...
You're talking about in front of New Leaf Market near the new Yuppie planter?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. They were next, somewhat next to the iron, the new iron they put up, the green iron.
Yes.
And fence.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops came over there and told them that they were blocking the sidewalk, so they had to move.
Oh, really? So not only is it illegal to be inside the area, not only is it illegal to sit at a table,
right,
which Matisse and Ali have, not only
right.
is it illegal to sit on the what had previously been the public planter, not only is it illegal to lean against the fence that was built
right.
with public money, but
right.
it's illegal to stand near the fence?
Right, right.
My.
Yeah,
I'm getting a little bit big for our britches,
aren't
we?
I think I figured it out. It's because of that 10-foot thing, you know? Because it's just approximately
well,
10 feet.
You cannot sit within 10 feet, but you certainly can stand. And
No, they said they were blocking the sidewalk.
I'll take a ticket on that one.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, they were right there, and they
mm-hmm.
all scattered away from there.
Yeah, police can intimidate
actually,
people.
I think 2 or 3 cops came. Yeah, I think at least 2. Yeah.
So you're actually, you're down at Yuppie
Planter. I'm right across the street from the Sushi
You're across
now.
From Yuppie Planter, and
right.
you're observing this even as we speak.
Right, and some of the people moved, and here comes... Here comes a Sushi Now supporter.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you want to talk to her or not, but he wants to bogart my telephone here, my
Uh-oh.
Telephone call.
Well, if you
he
want
wants
if
to
you,
tell you off.
If you want, well, tell him that he can certainly call in, and I'll take his call,
he
but I want to
call in.
You know,
yeah.
and I'd be happy. I mean, of course, Matisse has a phone. Matisse can call in. Matisse has a phone inside.
My access for my public opinion?
No, I said you could call, but go on another telephone or something, because I'm still on the conversation here.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I grab the conversation
anyway.
Yeah, definitely he has a, you know, I'm interested in hearing what everyone has to say.
Uh-huh.
Some people I'm more interested in than others, but...
So, do you want to... want him on this telephone line or what?
No, I want you to continue your discussion until you're concluded with it, and then whoever else calls in next gets to talk next.
Oh, okay. Okay, a person has to call in individually, yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, if they want, if you want to give him the line, you can. That's fine. It's up to you. Whatever, but I mean...
Separate this thing?
No, it's just, it's my telephone call, and I'm having a conversation with him.
Well, I know, but you can't share the conversation.
Well, you can go to the next telephone or whatever, when I get off or whatever. I'll hang up now, and you can call him. Okay, anyway, this person wants to call you, so...
Okay.
Is he going to take my call?
I'll let you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he said he would.
So we're definitely waiting a call from a supporter of Matisse Selman, and perhaps presumably a supporter of the yuppie fence or yuppie planter or the new yuppie restaurant on public space that is sprouted in front of New Leaf Market downtown, much to the chagrin of a number of us. Here's an incoming call.
Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to support Sushi Now, and
okay.
I wanted to say that, you know, basically I think they should round up all the hippies, you know, and drive them up out of the community like they're trying to leave the homeless people, like they've done the indigenous people, you know, for 510 years. I think that, you know, that's very important to do because there's just far too many people, you know, who think that they can have a right to exist without, you know, participating in this great consumeristic democracy. So I think that if, you know, if they just go get a job and get a haircut and clean up and, you know, and start supporting the businesses, then I think that they'll, you know, they'll treat it with a little more respect. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
I've got to say that I suspect that guy was a plant. It sounded to me like somebody I know and was probably being rather satirical. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. Phone lines are open for those of you who, one way or another, wish to call in and discuss this or any other issue concerning civil rights for poor and homeless people.
Hi, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi.
I think this is just terrible what they're doing to hippies in this town. It's been going on a long time, and hippies are now the niggers of the world.
Well, I hear you. Now, are you a long-time resident here or a short-time resident? Are you a hippie, madam?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Well, so here, I mean, are you one of those...
I guess I still am. I cut my hair, but I think I got well-known as a hippie first.
Uh-oh. Do I know you? Are you one of those people who is engaging in a struggle with the government of some sort?
Some sort, yes.
Like suing them for a murder of one of your children?
That's right.
That's the one, I remember.
Terrorist.
You want to give us an update on the chromium scene while we're on the line? We're talking, of course, with... May I give your name?
Yeah, Leslie Scales.
Yes, Leslie, and your child died in 1997 as a consequence of poisoning up in chromium poisoning, correct?
That's right, in Willits, California.
Right, and we actually, and there was, and she, I remember going, that's one of the few funerals I've ever attended. What's been happening with that case? You've sued the government, finally gotten some interest in the case by attorneys and so forth?
Yeah, we're going to state court. We got bumped from federal court.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton appointee, Judge Susan Ilston, never gave us a chance, really, basically, which is one of the definitions of prejudice, is she never had any interest in hearing our case.
Mm-hmm.
And so they finally threw us out. And
what significance does that have? I mean, if you're in state court, is that much worse for you?
Well,
situation?
Well, I don't know, really. It might be okay, because since we have good state laws, you know, fairly good environmental laws in this state, like Prop 65, which they definitely violated, and
now,
for which there are daily penalties in the thousands and thousands of dollars. But
did they ever clean up that damn stream where your child, I guess, got a mouthful of water and died?
No one's doing anything much that I know of.
So more children are still at risk?
We're in the final 6 months going up. I guess there's some sort of five-year statute on pressing criminal charges.
But you can't...
we're coming up on the final 6 months toward when 5 years it will be.
You can't get a DA to prosecute these people.
No, the DA in Mendocino County is embroiled in conflict of interest, and the state government is in conflict of interest, and...
How about a civil lawsuit?
The federal government is in conflict of interest now. Christy Whitman is the head of EPA, and we're suing Whitman Corporation.
And Whitman is involved with the chromium in this stream up in Mendocino,
right,
where your child...
Right, it's
drank
Whitman
some water and died.
Makers of Pepsi Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And they dumped their chromium into a leach pond upstream from where we were. We find out now there's a leach pond up there, which was approved by the state water board and the state department of toxic substances. And so that's why they're not doing anything about it now that we found it on the satellite and went up and took our own tests and gave them the information. They still haven't acted on it.
Is there a court date coming up on this or not?
Well, yeah, so we're going to state court now, refiling our complaint in state court.
Right.
And that'll be proceeding soon. I don't have a date yet, anything, but...
How can people get more information on your case? Is there a number they can call?
Well, we have a website, which is www.earthspeak.org.
www.earthbeat.org.
Earthspeak.
Earthspeak.
Right.
EARTHSPAK.
Right.
One word.
.org.
Okay.
And all our information is on there.
Excellent. So you yourself are not too happy with this fence, I take it, huh?
Well, no, I haven't seen it yet, actually.
Oh,
I haven't
boy.
Been down there lately.
What a thrill, I'll tell you.
Yeah, we've been kind of quarantined lately with something like hookworm, which we don't get in this country. It doesn't exist.
I see.
But it's here, and someone gave it to us. Maybe it was the Perko's restaurant up in Willits.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Yeah, well, we think maybe when we ate up there with Aaron Brockovich that they actually put it in our food.
So you actually had lunch with Aaron?
Yeah.
What did she have to say about your case?
Oh, not too much lately. Or, well, at first they were going to do a big press conference with us, right, when they first came in.
Uh-huh.
And then the doctor that they had in England mysteriously disappeared, backed off, got pressured by the powers that be. Apparently that's what happens to a lot of doctors. Every time we try and get a doctor, they
get pressured.
Come down on them, and they disappear.
This is a doctor to testify that it was the chromium in the water that was
right.
related to your son's death.
So they backed down with their idea of the press conference and, you know, telling people that chromium is dangerous, because now it turns out there's chromium in L.A. and in La Selva Beach and in Santa Barbara and, you know, a few other communities throughout the state, and they just don't want to admit that the water is no good for people because they don't have another water source.
Right.
And so it's a big cover-up now, just, you know, stonewall, shut up, don't mention it, don't do anything, bury it. And so that's what we're going up against.
Again, the website is www.earthspeak.org.
Okay.
Thank you, Leslie. And is there anything that you want to add before we go?
Well, I just, you know, I don't support this whole thing against hippies that's been going on in our town for a long time.
Okay.
And, you know, even some of our own friends had pictures on their walls that say, "Have you kicked a hippie today?" And, you know, if it was anyone else, you know, like blacks or women or, you know, a religion.
Disabled people.
Anyone else, you know, it would really be treated as a hate crime.
Right.
And the way people are treating hippies in this town is terrible, and it is a hate crime.
I tend to feel that's true, and particularly also for homeless people as well.
Right, yeah. Homeless, hippies, bums, you know, whatever word you want to come up with today, but... How does that thing go, you know, about the Nazis, that they came for the Jews and I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't stand up, and then they came for the gypsies and I wasn't a gypsy, so I didn't stand up, then they came for the Arabs and I wasn't an Arab, so I didn't stand up. And
when they came for me, there was nobody left
right,
to stand up.
Right, there was nobody left, right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at right now. I kind of feel like, you know, we're in Germany and we better figure out what we're going to do here. Get out or go into hiding, one or the other.
Hey, or stand up.
All right.
Thank you very much, Leslie.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. And lines are open again at Free Radio Santa Cruz, 427-3772. Don't mean to... I'm going to try to keep these calls shorter. Sorry, that Leslie did have another issue, and we have another incoming call. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Hey, Robert, Wiley Drake.
Hey, Wiley Drake. Now, I've got to point out that Wiley is a pastor from Southern California. This is a long-distance call, unless you flew into Santa Cruz.
No, it's long-distance.
And I actually was, and we're in the middle of debating a whole thing around the privatization of the Santa Cruz Mall, where there are two private restaurants have essentially monopolized and taken over an area and are kicking all the young and hippie-type people out as part of a kind of a grand scheme that the redevelopment agency has. But you, on the other hand, and I am scrambling to find the literature I have on you, here it is. I got a press release from you that talked about an incident on February 19th where your attorney, John Alexander, of Dana Point, California, was defending three grandmothers who have been criminally charged by the city of Buena Park for falling asleep in their cars while outside your First Southern Baptist Church down there in Buena Park.
Yeah, that's correct, Robert. We have basically a 10 o'clock curfew, and people that live at our church We have them come in by 10 o'clock so we can control things, unless they work late or have some legitimate excuse. And these ladies were staying at our church, have been for several months. Got to remember, all three of these ladies have never received so much as a parking ticket in their life. No parking ticket, no speeding ticket, no legal problems whatsoever.
Now, were they homeless?
They were homeless, been homeless for several months. Two of them are twin sisters. They worked on the B-2 program as well as the space program in Northrop. Have a total between the two of them of about 50 years working at North American Fairchild, putting the space program together, working there, and then lost their job due to the space turndown and ended up losing their home and ended up homeless about 4 or 5 months ago and came and have been staying with us.
And they've been able to avoid getting arrested for jaywalking or being inside a church?
Yeah, they've not jaywalked. They've not broken any laws. But back in December, around 8 o'clock in the evening, they went out to their car, and they sat in their car, and they had a little TV in their car. They were watching television. And because these ladies are in their 50s and not young and spry, they were sitting in their car watching TV. And about 11:30, the police knocked on the window and said, "What are you doing here?" And they said, "Oh, whoops, we went to sleep." And he said, "Well, you can't sleep here." And so they said, "Well, we don't have any place to go. Why don't you go to Pastor Drake's church? You're parked right here by it." And they said, "Well, Pastor Drake has a 10 o'clock curfew, and to them, rules are rules." They didn't ask us. If they would have come and asked us, I'm sure we would have let them in because they weren't under the influence or anything. But to them, rules are rules, and they said, "We don't have anywhere to go." And the police said, "Well, you just leave town. Just get out of Buena Park, go to Huntington Beach, go somewhere. Just get out of town." And so they said, "Okay." And so they drove off in their car, went to a local campground, and legally parked for the night, slept, came back to the church the next day, and that was supposedly the end of the story. Well, that was in December. In January, they received a letter from the prosecuting attorney, Mr. Catman Palmer, that said, "Since you unlawfully slept in your motor vehicle on the streets of Buena Park at 6801 Western Avenue, which is the address of our church," and they weren't on that street, they were on a different street, and they got the date wrong, but they said, "You are hereby notified to appear in court. If you do not appear in court, our lawyer appear for you, you will be arrested for failure to appear." And so they were charged with criminal misdemeanor, sleeping in your car, 6 months in jail, $1,000 fine.
Wow. And they went to trial on the 19th?
And they went for arraignment on the 19th.
I see.
And the arraignment was put over until March the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday in the paper, on the 20th, there was an article that came out, and the chief of police, Gary Hickens, said that, "Oops, we made a mistake. They were only supposed to receive a letter of warning, but the prosecutor thought it was a letter of prosecution, and so he pushed the prosecution." I talked to the mayor, Mayor Patsy Marshall. By the way, she's in the book if anybody would like to get her number. I don't have it in front of me, but you just call area code 714 and ask for the number of Patsy Marshall, and she is in the book in Buena Park.
Right.
And she would love to get a call from you. Anyway, I called her, and she said, "Well, let me talk to the chief of police." She called me back and said, "Yes, they're going to drop all of the charges." But as of yesterday, they still had not dropped the charges. And we don't trust Buena Park when they say they're going to do something because they've either not done it or done it before.
Well, the people, you know, who are listening to this may not know that you not only were yourself sentenced to, what, you were found guilty of 3 out of 5 misdemeanors?
No, 4 or 5 misdemeanors, which was 25 months or 24 months in jail.
And your crime, of course, was essentially violating zoning regulations and other...
Well, it really wasn't zoning. It was violating the use of a building.
Use of a building regulations in which you were having homeless people inside your church staying there, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
And you were told you could only have 52 people, and you, in essence, said fine, and then since that time, you nonetheless have had more than a 52, right?
Well, we have said from the very beginning we're going to abide by God's law, and God told me not to turn anybody away so long as they were honestly seeking help. if they're not under the influence or not wanting to drink or dope, as long as they're willing to help and get help, we don't turn anybody away. And as a result now, we have some 200 people sleeping at our
And not only that, last summer, you and your attorney went to court to try to assist another woman who was being not just hassled, but prosecuted for sleeping, right?
Well, she was prosecuted for camping on railroad property next to the railroad track. The city fought for 6 months and a week trying to prosecute her for that. And on the last week of the trial, after it had already gone to jury trial, after all the money had been spent, it was determined that the property that she was arrested on was railroad property, therefore no jurisdiction by the city, and so the judge threw the case out. But the interesting thing about it is, we found out and knew that the city knew. We didn't know this until the last minute, but the city knew this from the beginning, that it was railroad property, but they prosecuted anyway.
I guess with the attempt to harass you, harass her into leaving town or taking up, copping a plea, huh?
Yeah, they tried to get her to plea bargain. They tried to, they even told her that they wouldn't fine her down toward the end before this, in fact, the day before when we found out that it was indeed railroad property, and they knew we were going to bring that to the judge the next morning. They came in first and said, we got a deal to make. We'll give her no jail time, no fine, just probation. All she has to do is plead guilty and we'll be out of here today. And she said, look, I'm not black, but Rosa Parks said, I'm not going to the back of the bus. She said, I'm not moving, I'm not guilty, and I want to go to trial. And it went on to the jury, but the judge said, no, I'm going to throw it out, because actually the police, we know now, did not have jurisdiction over the railroad.
You know, if the DA knew this, this is...